GD448, 620, I got a minute.
Nice to make a contact up here. I'm up from Ohio, about near the Football Hall of Fame, and up here visiting some family.
Very good. I actually am in front of the hardware store I work at, getting ready to say goodbye to my boss, and today's his last day. That's what I'm doing. Over.
Good stuff. It's too nice of a day to be cooped up inside.
No, we're not. I've already been to the farmer's market. I'm just waiting for him to come in, and it's my day off. I just wanted to say goodbye to him. That. I see him pulling in right now, as a matter of fact. So yeah, I wanted to say goodbye to him on his last day, and he retires from the hardware industry. So that's that.
Alrighty, sir. I'm just south of Flint. I'm 23 northbound, and headed up to Caro, Michigan, up near Saginaw Bay.
And then I spoke with a few minutes ago was also from Carroll. Quite a coincidence. I'm currently in downtown Ortonville, right off of M15 and Green Pile Road. It's my location. Obviously, I'm coming in on the Flint machine.
Gotcha. Yeah, I used to live up here near in Harrison, Michigan, over near Clare. And then during the pandemic, we moved down back down to Ohio.
Copy that. Probably a little bit more reasonable in terms of lockdown restrictions, I think.
Oh, yeah, a lot less restrictions in Ohio. And the gas prices up here are a little better, though.
I don't know how that works. But you probably get better mileage in Ohio, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's a lot of flat, open country driving. Up here, it's just balls to the walls, 75 and 80 the whole way.
We try not to travel out too much. Right where I live in the woods, we got pretty much everything we want. State parks. No reason really to go anywhere. I can ride my bike all around out here. It's just beautiful country. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, it's Northern Michigan is gorgeous, man. I miss it, but Ohio was home.
Happy that. Just always remember, you got the Air Force Museum I've been to. And half the country's been to Cedar Point, and wow, that's awesome to be, have that in your backyard, although you guys probably get sick of it, I'd imagine. Over.
Yeah, I get a little sick of it. I really miss the woods and northern Michigan and the UP quite a bit.
Copy that. Were you on us? Over.
I'm sorry, say again, you're a little broken.
Were you a hunter?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I deer hunted on my father-in-law's property up here in northern Michigan.
Very good. Yeah, I've always been in Michigan. I haven't really moved more than, say, I lived downtown Detroit for a bit, but I haven't really lived more than 40 minutes from where I was born and raised. Over.
Copy that. Yeah, I served in the military for 10 years and actually spent some time up in Grayling at the Army base in Grayling, Michigan. And then lived in Harrison, close to Clare, and kind of been all over the place.
I'll take a minute and thank you for your service. My boy just got out of the Marines after 8 years, and he was right off to Alabama to work for a defense contractor the next week. Over.
Roger that. That's yeah, that's a coincidence too. My brother-in-law moved down to Alabama to work for a defense contractor. There's a big base down there for NASA and Northrop Grumman, where they do a lot of aviations and stuff like that.
I copy that. I also saw where that's where there's the most underground bases anywhere in the country, but I don't know how we're supposed to know that. Over.
Yeah, I'm starting to get through Flint. You're sounding a little fuzzy. I'm 5 watts on an HT with a super gainer up on the roof.
This motor is a Midland MXT-115 with a ghost antenna. It's my wife's truck primarily, so I didn't want big antenna on it. You know, it's bad enough when I put the CD antenna on it. That's actually good enough. At home, I've got a 40-watt radiator base, which makes it sound like I'm right there. Over.
Roger. Yeah, I've been looking into mobile units myself. I'd like to get away from this HT and get into a 50-watt KG-1000.
That's a good choice. Definitely read the review. If you're going to purchase from Amazon, it wouldn't hurt to have the electronics plan. My other base station made a few 10 keys and then it burned out, and no questions asked, they sent me a new one. Over.
That's awesome. Good to know they have good service, too. Well, I'm going to hop off here. I'm getting into some traffic here north of Flint. And you have a great day, sir.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Pleasure to make your contact. This is WYPD. Sorry, clear on your final.
Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620 on the side.
WRZU 681 up here north of Grayling.
I got you north of Grayling. Yeah, I used to live up there. I'm down near Flint right now. I've got a 5 watts on an HT with a super gainer on the roof of my van.
Yeah, I copy that. I don't know what repeater I'm getting into here. Also from Ohio. Route 71 and 250.
Yeah, I'm from Wayne County, Ohio, down near Worcester. I'm very familiar with 71 and 250. I live right out off 30, and you're hitting the Flint repeater right now.
Really? This far north? I don't think so. I suppose it's not impossible. Yeah. Well, you know what the thin feather fur is. I'm up on the hill above that.
Yeah, I got you. But yeah, I'm coming through Flint right now on the Flint. This is the Flint repeater. I programmed it in last night before we left home. And yeah, definitely no thin feather and fur. I can usually hit the Medina repeater at Montville Township Police Department in Ohio. That's 22 miles away from me. And I hit it with my HT and a long antenna.
Oh, yeah, I've been on that in a couple of times. Any chance you're an amateur radio operator?
Break with some
affirmative. I'm actually going for my tech test in September over in Massillon, Ohio. And I'm part of the Massillon Amateur Radio Club, Whiskey 8 November Papa, out of Massillon, Ohio.
Very good. Yes, well, I got my extra 40-some years ago. Go ahead, Brake.
Andrew, you're on Flint. And the other gentleman is coming across on the Sheboygan repeater on the MI network. And Andrew, this is WRCY565. Talk to you on Facebook this morning. Wishing you a safe trip.
Yes, sir. It's good to be up here again. I miss Northern Michigan. I used to live up here. Moved back to Ohio during the pandemic. There's quite a bit of traffic just north of Flint here.
Okay, hey, good to know.
Again, Sheboygan,
right?
Chime in there really quick. I'm looking at the gas corner here.
Like I said, I just wanted to
send you well wishes on Facebook this morning for your trip up here.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Fantastic day for traveling, fantastic day for radio. Let's go. Here's a mile marker. How about that? Hang on 1 second here. It is the exactly 300 mile marker on 75.
WRCY 565, I accidentally doubled. But I will back out and let you gentlemen continue your conversation. Have a great day. This is Donald, WRCY 565, talking to you off the Detroit repeater about 12 miles north of downtown Detroit.
565-620, copy that. And you have a great day as well, sir. Thank you for allowing me to use your guys' repeaters.
Yeah, I'm at the 300 mile mark, so I dropped over the hill from Sheboygan, so I'm hilltopping. Anyway, good luck on your tech and keep going. Don't just stop there. You keep going. Get your extra, it's well worth it. WRZU 681.
Roger that. 620 on the side.
WRZP 544. Great conversation, gentlemen. Let us remember to pause between our transmissions. And gentlemen in Flint, it's time to turn off your Roger beat. Thank you, sir.